When we met back in the early part of December, speaking to counsel together about a subject for this conference, several exercises were mentioned, and we spoke a bit about the next chapter, actually, about where the Lord speaks to Peter of feeding the lambs and shepherding the sheep and feeding the sheep. And we had a good Bible study about that at that time already, in which we felt the Lord leading us to the outline as we have it here in our program. And one of the responsibilities of hosting a conference is that you take some responsibilities. And here I am, standing in front of you and doing an introduction to the first study. And I did not write a long piece of paper because I did not plan on speaking very long about it. Because I'm sure that the Lord will lead us and that together, by looking at our subject, we will be blessed. So thinking about this introduction, I have something that keeps coming back to me, and I want to mention that. Here we are speaking about the Lord in resurrection. And this is something where we can see the Lord, but this is only for his own. The world, the last thing they saw was that the Lord, his body was buried. And just to make sure that the job was done right, they put a big stone in front of it and they put a guard in front of it. And that is what the world saw the last time. And since we are sure that the Lord will bless us, one of my thoughts was, is that before we get into this, I just want to make sure that these blessings are for each and every one of us over here. And what I'm saying by that is this. If there is one person here that does not know the Lord Jesus as his own Savior, his personal Savior, then turn to the Lord now in faith, by faith, accept him that he died for you on the cross. He shed his blood for you on the cross. He gave his life for you. He was buried for you. He went into death for you. For if there is one person here, turn to the Lord before it is too late. Because the Lord wants to save us from an eternal damnation. The wages of sin is death. And he took it all upon himself. And the portion that I was reminded of that is in 2 Kings, in 2 Kings chapter 6, where the army of Syria had besieged Samaria, and to the point where there was so much starvation in the city that actually people started to eat their own children. It's a horrible thing. And what even makes it worse is that there was at least 5 horses left. Because we read in the next chapter, there is 5 horses. Imagine they were skinny, but there was 5 horses they were kept alive. And they went out to inspect later on. But I don't want to get too much into this, into these chapters, because that's not the subject of our conference. But the point I want to make is this, is there was four lepers outside the gate. And they went to the camp of the Syrians. It was a desperate move on their behalf, but they did. And what did they see? Is that the army of the Syrians had fled. And somebody said in chapter 7, behold, in verse 2, behold, if Jehovah should make windows in the heavens, would this thing be? There was so much unbelief there. Wouldn't be possible. But these lepers, they found something. And what did they do? First, they started to eat and avail themselves of what was available there. And then they turned and they said, how can we keep this for ourselves? We have to go and tell the people. And that's ultimately our message over here. We get blessed, but what do we do with it? It's a responsibility. And I was also reminded where the Lord Jesus, where he fed the multitude, and there was leftovers. And the leftovers, they were gathered together in baskets. And a basket is a means of keeping things together. And what do you do with it? If you take bread, put it in a basket, and don't consume it, it won't take too long. It's either dry or moldy. And for us, when we gather together, we are being fed. And there will be more than enough for each one of us to eat, to take in. So let's gather it together and let's do something with it. Let's feed it, pass it on to other people so other people can enjoy and other people can be blessed. When we come to the portion that we have with us, in front of us, just put yourself, let's put ourselves into their position. What are they seeing? They said, they were aware that what the angels had said to the shepherds, unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The Lord told Nicodemus, you must be born anew. And they had spent 3 years with the Lord Jesus walking around. They had their hopes in the Lord. And what did they see? Is all our hope gone now? He died. He's buried. These people, they were devastated. We see that the two going to Emmaus, they were downcast, and they, because their hope was gone, so to speak. And on the third day, we see here Mary, and we know from other Gospels that there was other sisters there, but Mary, specifically in this here, she's looking for the Lord. But she was looking for his body so she could properly take care of his body. She was not looking for a risen Lord. She was looking. And then, when she met this person and asked, and this person says, Mary. And that was personal to her. And she recognized the Lord. And if we can, each one of us, here today, our Lord and Savior, say to you, Brian, Marinus, Dan. What a blessing. And I think when the Lord told her to go to the disciples and tell them that he was risen, she did not just go and knock at the door, let me in. Hey, the Lord is risen. No. How did she say that? I think she spoke. Come on, guys. I have a message for you. The Lord is risen. That's the first time that a sister was given that message. To go and tell the disciples that the Lord was risen. It's something completely new. And here we are. In this chapter, where the Lord gave this message to Mary to go and bring to the disciples, the Lord is risen. And the disciples believed later on, we have seen the Lord. And with that, I want to leave my introduction.